a chabura. From one chabura to another chabura, minayin. How do we know there's something wrong? Rashi mechabura lachabura minolan. Rashi chabura shal shnei psochim abayis echad. In one house, you have two different people, two different groups of people, eating from two different korban pesachs. One is eating on this side, 10 people, and 10 people on the other side. How do we know you're not allowed to take the meat from one chabura, from one gathering, to the other gathering? The Tanya, the Pasuk says, Loitoitzi min habayis min habos sechutza. Don't take the meat from the korban pesach when you're eating it outside your house, it says. Is ainli yela mi bayis labayis. I only know the Pasuk says, don't take it from your house outside. So from one house to another house, that I know you're not allowed to do. What about mechaburu lechaburu minayin? How do I know in the same house, if you have two different groups of people eating a korban pesach, you're not allowed to take the meat from one group and bring it to the other group? How do I know you can't move the meat from one chaburu to another chaburu? Talmud loyma chutza. The pasuk says chutza means chutz li achilosoi. You shouldn't take it away from the place where you're reading. So,
yeah. And the pshat is the way Rashi says, chutza zat Rashi kroa yiseiruhu. It's an extra pasuk here, really. Lemelov to teach us chutz li chabur achilosoi. Not only outside the house, but even outside from one group to another group, also there's an avera, there's this lav.
Means you can't take it out from the place where you're eating. So there's such an inyan, that's also called yotzei, to take the meat out of the place where you're eating. Omer Rabami, hamoitzi boser pesach, mechabura lechabura. If somebody takes the meat from his korban pesach, where his group was eating it, and he picks up the meat and takes it to another place where the next chabur is, mechabura lechabura. Is the locha ein chayiv? You're not chayiv at shiniach until you put it down. Hey, why? Hoytzok sivbei kishabis. The pasuk says loytoytzi min abayis. You can't take it out from this house. Loytoytzi min abayis. So the Torah says a loshin from hoytzok. The Torah says loshin from hoytzok. Mashma like in this Shabbos. You can't carry it out just like on Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry it from your house outside. So by Shabbos, you have to have a Nakira. You have to pick it up in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid and then put it down in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's called the Hoytzor by Shabbos. So the same thing here also. When the Torah says there's a lav, not to take the meat out of your gathering, means you're not allowed to pick it up, and the lav is if you put it down. But you have to have Hanocha Kishabbos. The Meramai Shabbos, just like Hilcha Shabbos, Adiyoved Akira V'Hanocha, the Yisro Hoytzor by Shabbos means you have to pick it up from a Rishus HaYochud or Rishus HaRabin, and then put it down in the other Rishus, is af hochinami, the same thing here, by this lav, not to take the meat of your Korban Pesach out of your gathering, to put it to another gathering, is adiyoved akira vanocha. There's only an isser if you do an akira, you pick it up from your place, your gathering, and you have to put it down someplace else. But if you just hold it and walk around with it, there wouldn't be a lav. For tomorrow, Moshe Rav Abba Mamel. So Rav Abba Mamel has a kasher on this. If you're going to tell me there's only a lav, there's only an inyan of yotzei, if you put it down later, what about this halacha? Gemara in Zvachim brings down, they used to carry the korban pesach like on mutas on sticks. Drashi hoya, or not the korban pesach. Drashi hoya soivlim oisam bemutas. Porim on its roughen. This is the porim, the animals that the chatis, that you're supposed to burn the meat. The kainim don't eat the meat, that's called porim on its roughen, a certain kabonis, that you burn the meat. Kegoin par v'soy yom kippur, or else par helam dover, or par koyim mashiach, hanisrofim, that are supposed to be burnt. Where do you burn the schatis? Chutz l'gimu machnas, outside El Yerushalayim. V'yafina b'seid yuma perik shnei sirim, lalo b'shar por manasrofim, atanoysen lem gimu machnas, v'kan v'yom kippur, atanoysen lem machnachas. V'tmiya, v'yoytse el mechutz l'machne, v'sorof, el leim lo kivin shiyoytse chutz l'machnachas, metame begodim. Here, Avada, this Purim on Yom Kippur is also Nisrofim. Where are you supposed to burn it? Outside Yerushalayim. You have to go outside all Gimel Machnas. Then why is the Pasuk Mashmeh, as soon as you go out of one Machna, you go out of the Beis HaMikdash, there's such Halachim? It means to say that you're begotten and become Tomei. That's what it means. That as soon as you go out of one Machna, right away you're Matama begotten. The people that are carrying this Purim, this Purim on Nisrofim, this Chatis, they're begotten and become Tomei. The Pasuk says, whoever burns these kabonis, the loch is, you have to wash your clothing, means you have to put it into the mikvah, because they become tummy. Alma, what do you see? Kishu yoytzim min hazorim. When these people, the kanim, whoever they are, carrying these purim and asrofim, carrying the pieces of meat that are supposed to be burnt outside Yerushalayim, so as soon as they carry it outside the Azor, outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's matama begodim shalayim. Right away, the matama, the begodim they're wearing. The yafagav zleinach, this is the kasha mashm, even though they didn't put it down, even though they're carrying it and walking, still, they're tummy right away. So the question is, v'hocha hoitzor ksiva. Here the Torah also says a lashon of hoitzor. The Pasuk says, for hoitzi es ha-par, to take the par outside. So it says lashon of hoitzi, carrying it. And here we say that as soon as you carry the meat outside the Beis HaMikdash, even though you're still holding it, still walking, you're matama begodim right away. Question is why? The Torah says a lashon of hoitzor here. That's the kasha. There it says, hoyosev l'noison. How do they carry these parim, these animals, the chatois that's supposed to be burnt? They used to carry it on sticks, bemutais. Horishonim yotzu chutz l'chaymas azorim. As soon as the first two went outside the chaymas azorim of the Beis HaMikdash, v'achronim lo yotzu, and the last two, they didn't go out. As mutas means sticks, you have two people holding the two ends of the sticks. And here you have four people, like two sticks, and the animals lying across these both sticks. So when the first two people went out, right away, as soon as the first two people left the Beis HaMikdash, they have Tumas Begodim now. They carry this perm outside, they're Matama the Begodim. What about the bottom to the back two people? Ain't Matama Begodim. Their Begodim are not Tumma yet. Why? Because they didn't leave the Beis HaMikdash. You only Tumma when you leave the Beis HaMikdash. But I call upon him, Voholainach. The question is, the first two people, when they leave the Beis HaMikdash, why do we say right away, it's called they carry this basar outside, therefore that's Amein? The Pasuk says, Lashon of Hoitzor. And you're telling me now, wherever the Torah says the word Hoitzor, it means like Shabbos, that there has to be Nakira, you have to pick it up, and Hanoch, you have to put it down. And here they didn't put it down, here they're still walking with it. And the Gemara, who Moisav lo bu mafarik lo, he asked the question, and he himself gives the answer, Vinigrorim. We're talking about now, not that they're holding it on top of their shoulders, but rather they're dragging along the meat. So Drashi b'nigrorim, agave karka, dika anocha. Hey, they're dragging along on the ground, so there it's possible. I don't know if it means mamish, they mamish stopped, or else like Taisa says, l'lav davka nigrorim, l'shay tesh gimel karka, filu rabbonin. As long as they're within gimel to the karka, it's considered like it has anocha. So therefore, that's why the first people that leave the Beis HaMikdash, they're tummy right away. But since it's dragging along on the floor, that's considered like a hanocha. So that's the Mishnah. Eiver sheyotzo miktsosoy. We had this Gemara before, that if you have an eiver, let's say you have the arm of the Korban Pesach, that a miktsas of the arm they took outside Yerushalayim. So that's called a psul yotzei. As you're allowed to eat the meat of a Korban Pesach, it's only Kochim Kalim, throughout the whole Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat the meat. But if you take the meat outside Yerushalayim, that's a psul yotzei, the meat becomes posul, you're not allowed to eat the meat. That's yotzei. What happened if you only took half of the arm? Half of the arm of the Korban is outside, and half of the arm is still inside. So the half that's inside is still a mitzvah tidit, you're supposed to eat that meat. Now how do you get that meat off the bone? Is choytech atcher megil yetzim. Cut down, or give a slice inside the meat, but only until you get to the bone. But when you get to the bone, you have to stop. Because we're talking about a Korban Pesach, and there's a law, the Yetzim with Sishmeru Bo, you're not allowed to break the bone of a Korban Pesach. So slice it down until the bone, then the kerlif, then like peel off all the meat, the part of the meat that you're allowed to eat, Asher Megil Aperik, until you come to the end of the bone, you come to the end, the joints, the Chaytech, and then you'll pull it apart. You'll pull apart the joints, where the bone, the socket to the bone, you pull it off, and that's what you do with this bone. So the Mishnah of the Mekdoshim, but by other Karbonis, Trashi B'Shar Kodeshim, Shiyotzim Yeh Mikta Sever, you have a Korban Chattis, a Korban Oilo, Korban Shlomim, that one part of the animal went out, then we say, Koytzeis B'Kufyitz, since the other half of the animal is still inside, that part is Mutter, so just take a hatchet and chop it straight through. Shein by Mishum Shvira Setzim, because by other Karbonis, there's no Issa to break the bones. So there, if you have a korban that half is kosher, half is no good, just chop off the half that's no good. That part you have to burn, but the part that's good you could take. It's only a question by a korban pesach, you're not allowed to break the bone. So how do you get the meat that's still kosher? You have to take it and just slice it until the bone, and then peel off the rest of the meat. Mino agaf ulefnim kelefnim. There's a question now, when you're taking the meat of the korban pesach, and you're carrying it outside Yerushalayim. So saying when it goes outside the wall, outside the chaimah, that's a psul yotze. Ha'agaf, what about the place where the door itself closes in the wall? Like every single doorpost, you have the middle of the door, that's where the door closes. What's the locha? Is that called like you're inside still, or is that called like you're outside? So Mishnah says, Min'agaf ulefnim kelefnim. As when you close the door, the inner part of the doorpost that's inside the door, that for sure is considered like inside the house. That's still inside Yerushalayim, that's not called Yotzei. Min'agaf lechutz. But when you close the door on the outer side of the door, even though it's still underneath the doorpost, but the outer side of the door, that's considered like outside. So the Gemara will talk about what's going to be the halacha of where the door itself is closed. Like when you open the door, what about underneath the doorpost, the thickness where the door goes? What halacha does that have? The Mishnah doesn't say it. The Mishnah just says the inside of the door is considered like inside Yerushalayim. The outside is considered like outside. What about hachalonis? What about the windows of the walls of Yerushalayim? If you go on top of the wall, the thickness of the wall itself, that's kalafnim. That's still considered like you're inside Yerushalayim. There will not be any psul yotze on this. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, v'chein letzfila. The same halacha applies by tefila. So that this man the Yama holds that in order to be able to answer Kedusha or to answer Baruch Hu, you have to be inside the room where the minion is. It's not enough to say there's a minion inside and you can be outside. This man the Yama holds no. Letzfila to be yotze tefila b'tzibur. To say Baruch Hu, you have to be inside the room where the tzibur is. So what's called inside the room? If you're inside, even though you're under the doorpost, with the part of the doorpost that's inside from the door, it's called inside. If you're on the outer part, that's called like outside. And the Gemara says, "Well, plead with Rabbi Shua ben Levi." We have Yehuda argues on Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The halacha we hold like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Yom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, "Afilo mechitza shel barzel." Even if you have a pure metal, a wall that divides between you and the minion, "Eino masekes ben Yisrael avim shebashamayim." That does not make a break between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, we hold, as long as there's a minion in the room, so they're allowed to say Kedusha, they're allowed to say Baruch Hu. Let's say you're outside shul and you hear them say Baruch Hu, you're allowed to answer. Even though there's a wall between you and the shul, but since inside there's a minion, then we say the Shechin is like here, they have a right to answer Baruch Hu, to say Kedusha, to say Shemoneh Esrei B'Tzibur. So even if you're outside, you're also allowed to answer. We hold there's no mechitza between us and Shemayim. But the Yehuda Amar Rav holds not like that. He holds no, you can only answer if you're inside. So what's called inside? From the door and in. The Rashi says, "V'chein letzfila, ho'eimed min agaf lufnim." Somebody standing from the doorpost inside. Mitzdarf lasara, v'yoyimeh chutz lepesachem mitzdarf. Eino masekes shein asakas lufnei amokim. Shagol v'dufnei v'vein svein stim malufonof. In Islam, Rashi is a bit so shver. Rashi is mashma that linyan tziruf. Rashi holds that Yav Yehuda or Yeshua ben Levi, you could even make up a minion, even though you're not in the same room. So that tells you the question. Of course, not like that. V'enira. The Gemara in Sait always says that to make up the minion, for sure you have to have the 10 people in one room. You can't make up a minion, 5 people inside, 5 people outside. For a minion, you have to have at least 10 people inside the room. So Taiz learns not like Rashi, the way we said. Taiz learns, of how do you have the minion inside? The question, if you're standing outside, can you answer Baruch Hu? Can you answer Kedusha? And that we pass, can you could? Because we hold ein mechitzas and namasik between us and Shemayim. Right, the Mishnah says, v'mahagufakasha, v'kasha on the Mishnah. Omarta, you're telling me in the Mishnah, minagif lefnim, from under the doorpost, from the inside of the door, kelefnim. That's called like you're inside Yerushalayim still. Ho'agaf atzmai, mashma, the place of the doorpost where the door itself closes, kelechutz. That's considered like outside Yerushalayim. If the door would be open and you take the meat outside enough, Under the doorpost where the door usually closes, that's called like outside, and it'll be psul. Apostle Yotzei. Ema say, for what does the end part of the Mishnah say? Minaage for luchutz kelechutz. Only if you're from the doorpost and outside the door, that's called like outside. It's mashmo agafatzmoi, the place of the door itself where the door closes, mashma kelefnim. Mashma, that's still like inside Yerushalayim. So it's a steer in the Mishnah itself. What's the locha, the mukam where the door closes and the doorpost, the thickness of the door itself? If you brought, when the door is open and you took the meat outside under that place, is that called still like inside Yerushalayim, or is it still like outside Yerushalayim? So it's a stira. And the Gemara like Kasha, kan b'shari Azara, kan b'shari Yerushalayim. There are two different times you psul yaitzei. Like for Kodesh Kedoshim, the psul yaitzei is outside the Azor, outside the Beis HaMikdash. You're only allowed to eat from a chatis inside the Azor, inside the Beis HaMikdash. Kan b'shar Yishloim, that's nogeya to Kotcher Kalim. Kotcher Kalim, like a Pesach and a Shlomim, you're allowed to eat the meat any place in Yishloim. When is it yaitzei? When you go outside Yishloim. Now, there's a chilek between the base of the Shari Azor, the door, the mechitza of the Beis HaMikdash, to Shari Yishloim, the mechitza outside Yishloim. What's the difference? The Yom Rab Shmuel Rab Yitzchok, Mifneima lo niskachu Shari Yishloim. Hey, how come the Shari Yishloim, the Rabbonim, were not Mekadish? In other words, by Yishloim, we say, up until the outer part of the doorpost, you always called inside Yishloim. That's okay. They were not Mekadish Shari Yishloim. The Shiorim of Yishloim does not have Kedusha to it. So fakir. I mean, what's called outside Yishloim? As soon as you're outside, as soon as you're underneath the place where the door closes, that's also called outside Yishloim. Now, Yishloim has the first diyuk, that only from inside the door is considered inside Yishloim. But the makom of the door itself is also considered like outside Yishloim. Why? Because the Shorim, the gates of Yishloim, doesn't have Kedusha underneath the gates itself. And what's the reasoning why? Mifnei shemetzoroyim magine tachteim. Because the Mitzoro, he has to go chutz l'gimel machnes. He has to go outside Yerushalayim. Now outside Yerushalayim, I'm always cold, there's two sun there, so they had rachmanis on him. They said he's allowed to have enjoyment from the chayma, from the wall of goes around Yerushalayim. Mifnei hachama to protect, the chama mifnei hachama in the sun, to protect him from the sun, over g'sham mifnei hageshamim. And when it's raining, they wanted him to have some protection from the rain. Therefore, they said to Mitzvah, you're allowed to be on the outside of the wall of Yishloim, and you can even come inside a little bit. As long as you don't come inside enough that you're on the inner side of the door, you're still called outside Yishloim. So that's why they were not Mekadish, the place of the door, by the Shari Yishloim. They wanted that to be outside Yishloim, so that the Mitzvah could come under there. So that's the dig of the first part of the Mishnah. What is called inside Yishloim? Only from the door and inwards. Mashiach, and underneath the door itself, that's called like outside. That they went on the Kaddish. What about the Beis HaMikdash? The Yom Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok, Mifnei Ma Lo Niskat Shashar Nikner. Mashiach, and by the Beis HaMikdash, Mashm, all the Shiorim have Kedusha to it. There they said any gate that you go into the Beis HaMikdash, the thickness of the gate itself also has Kedusha to it. Where are you considered outside the Azara? Only if you close the door from the outer side of the door and outwards, that's called outside the Beis HaMikdash. But the thickness of the door itself in the Beis HaMikdash is considered like the Beis HaMikdash. The only Shah that's not like that is only Shah Nikner. Now the question is why? Why is this one Shah different that they not give the Kedusha of the thickness of the door itself? Mifnei shemitzoroyim oimdim shom umachnisin boinus yodim. The loch of a mitzor is like this. For 7 days he's tummy. It comes the seventh day, he goes to the mikveh, he becomes Torah. But he's still called the Mechusik Yipurim. He has to bring his korban on the eighth day. How does he bring his korban? The Mitzvah has to walk inside, near the Beis HaMikdash, and go near to the Shar Nikner. Now, to come into the Beis HaMikdash, he's not allowed to, the Zechiv Koris. Because since he's a Mechusik Yipurim, he didn't bring his korban yet, the Mitzvah is now allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Mm-hmm. But there's halacha, though, that he could only become Torah if you make his rikam. You have to put the dam on his behindness, on his hands of the Mitzvah. So how does the Mitzvah get his hands inside? The Torah says he goes to this one Shar Nikner, this gate. He stays there, and he comes mamish underneath the thickness of the doorpost, because this one Shar, they did not make it Kaddish. It's not called like it's in the Beis HaMikdash. And he stands there, and he puts his hands inside. And his hands are inside, then the Kohen puts from the Dam on his hands, that's the way he becomes Torah. So the question is, how could he even put his hands inside? That's the machlokes in the Gemara. One man the Yom, it says that bias b'miksas loishim ebiya. Just putting your hand in, that's not called an iser. The Rashi brings down. See Rashi. I'm dim shom. Rashi b'yoyim shumayin el yemesi pur. It's 8th day. A mitzayirum. Le'yachash in Israel. After he got healed up already, the gilach, he took a haircut for tovol. He went to the mikvah. The mitzayirum. There is shimshim came the night time b'shvi. The yadenim luchusik epurim. Some tumah went off already, but not completely because he didn't bring his korban. He has to bring it tomorrow. V'tanya b'koymus, the Gemara Menachah says, Mechusik Yipurim, somebody did not bring his korban yet, she'nichnas li'azor ain't she'koris. You should know there's a chi of koris. You're still called Tomei for the Beis HaMikdash. V'nafkulon for psukim de'e b'boi to mosei boi. Now, what do you do with this mitzvah? He has to become tor, or machnes yodav misham. He's allowed to put his hands inside the azor liazoro. Loses aleyim mitam oshim. That you have to put on the mitzvah on his hands, you have to put the blood from his korban oshim. She lo moitzil chutz. Because if you take the dam outside the base of Migdish, that you can't do. The dam will be possible. So he has to put his hands inside. Now to walk inside, there's no heter. So that's why we let him walk underneath this gate, and this Shah Nikner has no Kedusha, so he stands underneath the gate and puts his hands inside. He's putting his hands inside the base of Migdish. That's called the Biyah, part of your body. Part of your body is no Issa. Akachinami, another pshat is, no, maybe Shmei Biyah. It really, it is Osir. For a regular person, it would be Osir. But here, by a mitzvah, I'll tell you, Gzeras HaKosavi. There's a new Chiddush HaKroah. The Pasuk says, Vehemid HaKoyin HaMitar Yesish HaMitar L'fnei Hashem. The Pasuk says, you have to take this mitzvah and put him near, that his hands goes inside the base of Migdash, that we can make the, put the dam of the Yashem on him. So it's Gzeras HaKosavi that's muti here. So the kids of this one, Shah Shah Nikner, they did not make underneath the doorpost Kaddish, so that the mitzvah could walk underneath there. But all the other shurim, the other gates going into the Beis Hamikdash, has Kedusha from where? When the door is closed, from inside the door it has Kedusha. The thickness of the door also is also Kaddish. So that's the Seifa of the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah's Mashma, only the outer portion of the gate is Tor, is called Yotzei. But the thickness of the door itself is not called. That's going on Sharei Azara of the Beis Hamikdash. There it is Kaddish, the thickness of the door. But then the Mishnah says, what about the windows in the wall of Yerushalayim, or else the thickness of the wall of you stand on top of the wall of Yerushalayim? So the Mishnah says what? It's called Klifnim. That's considered like you're in Yerushalayim. There's no psul yaitzei. You're allowed to eat the korban pesach there. There's no psul taking the meat on top of the choyma or taking them into the window. Omar Rav. Rav learns Gagin v'yaliyos learnis kashu. You should know the Gagin, the roofs. Rav means the roofs of Yerushalayim, v'aliyos, or the attics, have no kedusha. It has no kedusha at all. So Rashi learns Gagin v'aliyos learnis kashu. Ben Gagin Yerushalayim, where they were talking about bekedushas Yerushalayim lekotchim kalim. There's a loch of kotchim kalim like a shlomim or a korban pesach. You're allowed to eat anywhere in Yerushalayim. What about you want to take it on top of your roof? You have a house in Yerushalayim, and you want to eat the meat on top of your roof. Or else you want to go to your attic. You're not eating it on the bottom floor of Yerushalayim itself. You're off the floor of Yerushalayim. You're standing on top, on an attic, or on top of the roof. How throughout there's no Kedusha there. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim does not go up to the roof. If you want to eat your Pesach or Shlomim, you have to be on the bottom floor. But if you're upstairs, it has no Kedusha at all. That's what Rav says. Drakrashi ben gagi lishchis. The same halacha to the base of Migdash, Shuazara. The Gdushas Azara with Gdushas Kotchik Kadoshim. A Korban Chatis. You're only allowed to eat it inside the base of Migdash. What about you go into an attic in the base of Migdash? Or you go on top of the roof of the base of Migdash? You're not allowed to eat it there. Because it has no Kedusha. The Kedusha's base of Migdash is only the floor of the base of Migdash. If you go upstairs, it has no Kedusha. That's Rav's Chiddush. Fredrik Mara, Aini, you have a right, not like you. But Yomar Rav Mishum Rav Chia. Kezaisa Pischa Velula. They used to eat a kezias of a korban pesach and say hallel on it. Well, poka igra. When they used to say the hallel, they used to say it with such a slav, such a big coil, that kamas, the roof used to crack. From their coil, the roof cracked. That's what it says there. Trashi. Valila poka igra. Le coil hamoilos hamoin mahalo. That's what the people used to say hallel. After they finished eating the korban pesach, they said it with such a loud voice, doimen, it was as if, kilu agagim is pakoin, as if the roofs were cracking. Didn't really mean a really crack. Just mean there's such a loud voice there, like it was cracking the roof already. Shoyomim ha'halal ha'pesach used to say hello on a korban pesach. Could not come on. We'll see about this later. A korishan turn halal ha'chilosei. A korban pesach rishan used to say hello. So the kasher is my lav the achla bigra. It says here that the roof was caving in. So kurat means they ate the korban pesach.